Today's topic is dressing up like a woman if you are a man, or dressing up like a man if you are a woman on Purim. Is that mutter, aser? What's the halacha? What's the minag? So it all starts with a pasuk in Chumash. Devarim perachav beis pasuk. Hey, pasuk says lo yechli gever al isha v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha. A man is not allowed to wear a woman's clothing. Ki soavas Hashem elokecha kolose eilitz. It is considered to be a toeva, that a man wearing woman's clothing is one of those things that's in that unique category of a toeva, something that's an abomination to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So obviously, if we're going to say that it's mutter under any circumstances, the burden of proof is on those who want to be matir, because when you have often a pasuk in the Torah that says that something's going to be aser, that obviously is going to lead you in the direction of iser. So who's the first matir on this issue? There's a tshuva from the Marimintz in Simin Tezvav. Marimintz discusses the fact that it used to be that for entertainment at weddings, people used to cross-dress as entertainment at weddings. Don't try this at your friends' weddings necessarily, but men would dress up as women, women dress up as men, and they would have a good time. A good time would be had by all by watching everyone act like they're members of the opposite gender. Now the Marimintz says that this has been done for many years. Gedolim v'tovim many have seen it happen at their own children's weddings, and they've been okay with it, and they've never said anything. So if anyone wants to come and say that it's us, or they don't know who they're messing with over here. So even though you don't need me to come and tell you that it's mutter, because who am I after all, says Marimintz, but I feel like I should give you some rayas that it's mutter. Now, obviously, you need rayas, because it's a pasuk in Chumash that you're not allowed to do this. So what are the rayas that it's mutter? So he quotes from Tosfos Masechet Avodah Zarah. There is a halacha that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that a man is not supposed to use a mirror, that the use of a mirror is also a violation of this iser of Simlas Isha, that looking in the mirror is a very feminine thing, and for a man to do it would be a violation of this halacha. However, Shalbeis Rabban Gamliel used to use mirrors. The Gemara talks about in Avodah Zarah getting a haircut. If you get a haircut from an Akum, the Gemara says, then you need to use a mirror because it's Sakonis Nefashos. Because if you're not looking at what he's doing, he's going to slit your throat. So you have to watch in the mirror. I don't know why you would go to that barber. Maybe just do it yourself at home. But let's say he's really good. So you should use a mirror so that you could see that, keep an eye on him, that he's not going to kill you. But if you're getting a haircut from a Kluti who's not suspected that he's going to want to murder you, so then you're not allowed to use a mirror. But Shalbeis Rabban Gamliel used to use a mirror no matter what, because they were Karov L'Malchus. They always had to deal with the government, and therefore they had to always look their best. So the men used mirrors. So says Marimintz, what's the issue of using a mirror? It's the same pasuk. It's the Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. It's Kligever Alishra Simlas Isha Alish. Right? It's the same pasuk that's the Yisod of the Yisr. And yet you see when the Kavana is not L'shem, just Stam doing a womanly thing, but the Kavana is for something else, it's Mutter. So it must be that the Geder of the Yisr is only when you're trying to be like a woman, or you're trying to just have some fun, like at a wedding, or you're trying to protect yourself, or you're trying to look respectable because you have to deal with the government. So that's not trying to be like a woman. Memela, that's going to be mutter. That's the first argument, lahakel, that the Marimintz offers. He then says that there are many Rishonim that allow stealing things over the course of Purim as a joke. Although normally the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber Paskins, in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Shin Mem Chesif Aleph, that Asur Lignov Afilu Kol Shehu Din Torah, V'Asur Lignov Afilu Derech Schok, and even if you're going to return it afterwards, I stole it from you, it was just a joke, haha, you were looking all over for your thing and I had it the whole time, really funny, right? So even though it was only a joke and you were going to return it the whole time, says in the Chaber, that's absolutely Asur. Marimintz says there are many Rishonim that allow it on Purim, because on Purim everything's a joke. So you could, not everything's a joke, but we can make a lot of jokes. Practical jokes are okay on Purim. You're allowed to do such things on Purim. So says Marimintz, it's an Issa Daraisa to steal, and yet for the sake of Simchas Purim we allow it. So who adin, it's an Issa Daraisa to dress up like a woman, for the sake of Simchas Purim we should allow it. Says the Darkei Moshe, the bottom of the Beis Yosef, in the bottom of the tour, in Or HaChaim, that the comparison to stealing is a faulty comparison. When it comes to stealing, you're dealing with Dinei Mamonos. And why is it that you're allowed to steal as a derech of a joke on Purim? because it's assumed that everyone's in on it, that everyone is mochel, or that there's a hefker based in a hefker to enhance the Simchas Purim, that this is just what we do. But when it comes to, so you can do that with Dinei Mamonos. You could be mochel Dinei Mamonos. You could have hefker based in hefker by Dinei Mamonos. You can't do that by Yosef Heter. And they said to dress up like a woman. You can't just say, ah, oh, everyone's mochel. Who's mochel? Kodesh Baruch Hu's mochel. Mechitesi. Right? You can't just create some mechila that doesn't exist when it comes to Isser Veheter. So the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Megillah Purim, Simen Tafresh Sadivav Siv Ches, Umashinagu Lilbosh Partsufim Bepurim, Vegever Lovish Simlis Isha Veisha Kle Gever, Ein Isser Bedavar Me'achar Shein Mechavnin El Simcha Bialma. He says it's not us, because all people are trying to do is have a good time. You don't have to be such a killjoy, right? And then he says, V'yeshomim da'aser. But some say that it's aser. Avla minik asvar rishona. But the minik is that people do like the first day, which is that it's not aser. Now, that line, it's not aser because you're only having kavana for simcha. So what? Who cares what kavana you're having? So if I eat chazer, but I'm only having kavana because I enjoy it, not because I want to eat something that's not kosher. It's an isadoraisa. Where do we ever see the kavana makes a difference? So obviously he's borrowing this from the Marimins, right? From the first set of the Marimins, with the getting the haircut and the mirror and using a mirror when you have kavana for something else, where he understands that that's the nature of the iser. And there are other rayas in Rishon that the nature of the iser is only when you're trying to be like a woman for bad purposes. But when you're trying to dress like a woman for something that's stam, for Simchas Purim, or for something that's not for a negative kavana, ubi mutter. The greatest raya in Rishonim for this is Rashi and Chumash. Rashi, right there in that pasuk. What does Rashi say? Why can't you dress like a woman? Why can't a woman dress like a man? He says, shetei domel ish kidei, shetelech ben ha'anashim. Because what's the woman going to do? She's going to dress like a man, she's going to go in the men's locker room. Right? That's what we're worried. We're worried she's going to go places where she shouldn't be going. She's going to be hanging out amongst men. Shein zuel l'shamniyuf. And that's obviously for the sake of adultery. It's only going to lead to bad things. And the same in the opposite. Lo yilbash kevasim l'sisha, leilich v'leishiv bein anashim. He's going to do that to go hang out with the women where he shouldn't be. Also, what the implication of that Rashi is, by the way, sounds like, you know, let's say you're a guy, you have a full beard. You put on a wig and a dress on Purim. No one is going to confuse you for a woman. No one in the woman's locker room is going to say, oh, he's a little ugly, but, you know, she's a little ugly, but probably she's... Everyone's going to see that you're a man and you're just dressed up like a woman. So if that's the whole gedder, then maybe part of the gedder is it's only us or if you really do it well. Right? If you really, like, could be confused for a woman. Maybe if you couldn't be confused for a woman, it wouldn't be such a big deal. If you just put on a beged or two that looks like a woman's beged, maybe that wouldn't be a problem. That, in fact, is the sheet of the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says that if you only put on one beged, that's just a womanly beged, or a woman puts on one beged, that's a man's beged, wouldn't be an issue. The issue is when it really looks good, when it really looks when it looks very close to being legitimate, that's where you have a real problem. So anyway, that's the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that Prima Gadim about allowing for the single beged. The Ramah in Yerideya says explicitly not that way. In Yerideya, some kufpei bei sifhei, the Ramah writes that a single piece of clothing, even a single piece of clothing that's not for your gender, that's made for the other gender, is a problem. So it doesn't seem that that's accepted by the Ramah. In Orchos Rabbeinu Chelek Gimel Os Kuf Zayin, it says that the stipler didn't rely on the Prima Gadim either, but he held that maybe a wig is different. He says that a bunch of Bachram came to the stipler once, and one of them was wearing a wig on Purim, and he says, no, come on, you know, Simlas Isha, what are you doing? And the guy said, ah, a lot of men wear toupees and wigs nowadays also. So he says, oh, okay, fine. Then maybe there's Malcolm Mahakel. So that's the mice that they say from the stat, that he was convinced by that the fact that some men wear toupees, and maybe a wig is okay also. I'm not sure, but there are different types of wigs. There are wigs that look very feminine and wigs that don't look so feminine. I'm not sure what the pshat is over there. The Sefer Dor Revi is quoted in this Sefer, Mo'adim L'Simcha. He quotes from the Sefer Dor Revi, Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Vav, that says the exact opposite of the people of God. He says that it's only a problem if you look like you're cross-dressing. But if you just look like a woman, so then it wouldn't be an Isser. A very difficult svara to imagine. He says that's definitely not what the Ramah means. But he says that he would have thought that the Isser is, what's a toeva? A toeva is when there's something unclear. about what you are. You present yourself in a way that the gender is ambiguous. But if there's nothing ambiguous about it, you just look like a woman, so then maybe that wouldn't be a problem. It's hard to say. I don't know what the basis for such a chiddush would be. Okay, those who are opposed to the minhag strongly rely on the fact that it's a pasuk in Chumash, so they're opposed to it. The Taz quotes that his father-in-law, the Bach, was very much opposed to the minhag. However, the Bach himself says, "Hanach lam liyisrael mutav shiyushogin v'al yimazidin," that better not to say anything about it, because better for people to violate the isur b'shogin than to do it b'mezid. The Knesset HaGedolah in Or HaChaim says, "What are you talking about? Hanach lam liyisrael? That's when they're doing something that's not mefurish in the pasuk." When they're violating something that's mefurish in the pasuk, you don't say mutav shiyushogin because you don't assume the shogin. Everyone learns Chumash. How could you assume the Shogin? They probably learned Chumash. They know that there's such an Isser. So he doesn't think you could apply the Hanach Lam Yisrael. The Shlach is also very much against it. He says that this isn't Simcha, this is pure Hololos. A Simcha Shal Hololos, even on Purim, is not the right kind of Simcha. And he's very much against it. Halacha L'maisar of Vadya in Yechav Das Chalakei Simen Nun is very strongly against it. Apparently, it's only quoted by the Ramah. This was never a Sephardic practice, to dress up like the opposite gender. It was only an Ashkenazi practice. It was never a Sephardic practice. And he says the Sephardim never accepted this. And even in the Ashkenazi communities, rabbis have been working centuries to try to get rid of this practice. Let's not reintroduce it, says Rav Vadya. It's a bad idea. The Aruch HaShulchan, in fact, says that no one does it anymore. And I think nowadays people do it again. But the Aruch HaShulchan said that in his time, he didn't think people do it anymore. And Mishabura discourages it. The question really is, what about for children? So the Sefer Chemdas Aryeh suggests that the Ramah, even the Ramah, only allowed it for children. Although that's questionable, because the Ramah was probably drawing on the Mari Mintz, and the Mari Mintz was clearly not about children. It was clearly about at weddings, the Chaverim of the Chasan and Kala. It wasn't about children. So Rav Vadya says that you shouldn't even allow children to dress a boy to dress as a girl to dress as a boy on Purim. He thinks it's a violation of Los Achilim, that you're not allowed to give a child an Isser. Safinim Los Safinim Biadayim, you can't give a child an Isser directly, and here by dressing up a child as the other gender, that would be an Isser that you're forcing upon the child, even if we're Nisid Rabban Vadai, since it's Nisid Daraisa, you shouldn't make a child do it. In Orchus Rabbeinu, they quote from the Stipe, thought that if the children are not yet at the age of Chinuch, he can be mekel. You want to dress up the baby as as the other gender, or someone who's 2-3 years old. But once the kid is already old enough to tell the difference, and he already understands that a boy should wear certain things, a girl should wear certain things, he's that age of chinuch for this inyan, for this iser, right? He can understand that it's not appropriate for a boy to wear a dress. So at that point, the stipler held that you already shouldn't do it. So if there are people that do it, it's because they're relying on the fact that the Ramah says that that's the minhag. So it's hard to argue with Ramah. But as a lechad chiladika thing, it seems that a lot of poskim were very strongly against it, so it's kedai to find a better costume. Okay.